Thanks, Dennis. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I too want to bid you a hearty welcome this morning, and what a beautiful morning that the Lord again has given to each one of us. So I ask you this morning, have you ever felt lonely? But I'm sure each one of us have felt alone. And maybe you're there right now, lonely. You know, when you think of loneliness, it's probably one of the most miserable feelings that a person can have. When you feel lonely, you feel that nobody loves you, nobody cares for you, and nobody even thinks of you. But you know what? You don't even have to be alone to feel lonely. You can feel lonely in a huge crowd of people, especially when you don't know anyone. And it's not the amount of people around you that determines your loneliness, it's the relationship that you have with them. You know, as you look around, there are many people that feel alone. And there's many examples of that when you look around in society. Now, we have heard and we have seen how many new people, how many foreign people the government has allowed into our country and even in our neighborhoods. And you know what? People still feel alone. Even though there's more people, people are still lonely. But you can be wealthy and feel alone. You can be popular and feel alone. You know, when you look at people that are an actress or a popular singer, maybe they're beautiful or they're handsome. We see them on a front cover of magazines, or they appear on social media. It looks like they have it all together. And yet many, if not most of them, are lonely. Many of them don't have true relationships, or if there was a relationship, it was short-lived. We see that in marriages. Women doing their own thing, men doing their own thing on a regular basis. And very little time is spent together as husband and wife building their relationship. And soon they feel alone because they're not spending time together as they should. In Genesis, after God had created everything, He put man into the garden, and it says in Genesis 2, verse 18, that it's not good for a man to be alone. It's very interesting that this is what God said from the very beginning. And the fact is, everybody experiences loneliness at one time or another. And there's different causes or different cures for loneliness. There are times that we bring loneliness on ourselves. But there are other times when situations or circumstances are unavoidable and uncontrollable. And we see that where the Apostle Paul found himself as he's writing the second letter to Timothy. Paul, he's getting close to the end of his life as he wrote from a prison in Rome. And he's writing to his good friend Timothy, and he urges Timothy to visit him because he's lonely. Get a Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 to 18. 2 Timothy 4, 5 to 18. It says, "But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. For Titus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must be aware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." As we read these verses, we find that Paul is in his last transition of life. And I want to focus on four causes of loneliness. The first cause of loneliness is transitions. So I want you to look back at your life and see the transitions that you've gone through. And you'll notice that life is full of transitions. Life is full of changes. When you think of growing older, there's many changes that have happened. And the sad part is that each change can produce loneliness. When you were conceived inside your mother's womb, there was warmth, there was security in her womb. And then you were born. You came out into the world, into a different environment. And there are times your parents, they would lay you down in a crib and there was no one touching you nor holding you. And you seemed to be by yourself, no one around you. And you get used to that routine. But as you grow older, your parents, they sent you to school. And they left you there with a bunch of strangers. And some of those people, they were adults, but many of them were the same size and the same age as you. And for some it was frightening, but you get used to that as well. And then comes the day when you graduate. So what's next? More school? Maybe a new job? Marriage? Family? Well, life is full of changes. Retirement? Failing health? Death of a loved one? You know, life is one transition after another, and many of those transitions, it can be lonely. And Paul, he knows about the changes in life. He knows about those transitions. And Paul himself, he's nearing the final transition in his life. And he knows that time is short and life is lonely. In verse 6, it says that I am already being poured out like a drink offering. And the time has come for my departure. Paul, he spends his last days alone and he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race and I've kept the faith. And now there's in store for me a crown of righteousness. Now, Paul had done the work faithfully that the Lord wanted him to do. And it's like he said, I have finished the race and I've been faithful. So as you go through life and you have new experiences, some of them can be frightening and some of them can be very lonely. So the first cause of loneliness is simply the transitions of life. The second cause is separation. You know what separation happens when you feel isolated. You're apart from your friends. You're apart from your family. You're apart from those people that you know. You're apart or separated from the people that you love. Separation can happen as you get a job transfer, going to a different school. And maybe you need to stay at a hospital over a period of time. And the death of a loved one. Many times I think of people who lost loved ones. And now they are alone. Alone in a quiet house, eating meals by yourself, maybe waiting all evening for someone to come and visit and no one comes. You go to functions alone if you haven't invited someone to do it together with, or now you're doing it alone because your spouse is gone. But we see loneliness in different times of life. You know, I talked to a young man not that long ago, and before he changed his life, he was living a life of partying and drinking. And he told me there was a path behind his house that went through some bushes. And then he would walk along that path, and at the end of that path, he would just sit there because he was alone. He didn't like life. And yet we have this mindset that these kinds of people, they're enjoying life, but they're not. It's actually the opposite. And these can be times of loneliness. But here in our passage, Paul is saying, I miss you. I want you to come soon. I'm lonely. Paul, he's in a foreign country. He's in prison. And he misses Timothy. He says in verse 9, be diligent. Do your best to come to me quickly. Paul, he wanted somebody who he could talk with, who he could have fellowship with, and maybe even wondering how Timothy was doing. We have to remember that Paul had trained Timothy. He had taught him. He had discipled him. You know, today you can pick up a phone and you can call someone. You can text them, you can FaceTime them, whatever it is. But in those days, Paul, he couldn't just talk to him. All he could do was write letters. He couldn't hear his voice. He was lonely. Paul had others with him, but it says they had all left. Even though Luke was with him, it doesn't say anything about him. And he mentions the fact that Demas has gone to Thessalonica because he loved this present world. Crescens had gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Now, I read of a man who was a veteran in the Desert Storm or the Cold War between Iraq and Kuwait in 1991. And when he went over to the Middle East in 1991, there was many, many tents that were set up, and they were full of telephones. And when you wanted to make a phone call, or you would have to wait in line for a couple hours because of the many soldiers that wanted to do the same thing. And then when it was your turn, you could make a 10-minute phone call. And there was a small group of soldiers that were allowed in the tent at one time. And when those 10 minutes were up, they would blow a whistle for you to say your goodbye so that the next group of soldiers could come in for their phone calls. And the man loved it because he could hear his wife's voice on the phone. Even though he was far away with thousands of other soldiers, he was lonely. He needed to hear her voice. Third cause of loneliness is opposition. As we get to verse 14, it says that Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. We're not told what he all did, but it says that he has greatly resisted our words. In other words, he opposed the preaching of the gospel and he caused much harm in Paul's ministry. And for whatever reason, he didn't want the gospel to be preached. And they were on opposite sides. Maybe you have felt alone because of opposition. And even more so when you are the only one up against a group of people. I know growing up as kids, when we would get mad at someone in school, we would say things like, "You're not my friend anymore. I don't like you." And as we got to the higher grades, we didn't say those things anymore. We would just deal with it and we would beat them up. You know, today many people, they avoid someone who they're upset with or whom they've wronged. And they cannot be bothered to settle those issues. So they take him to court. It seems like back in the day, more things were dealt with and you moved on with life. Now there's many people that don't want to deal with issues. They don't want to deal with conflict. And because of that, now you have divisions. And you have this separation, you have this brokenness. And I'm sure deep down in their hearts, they're wondering, what has happened with that situation? Or what has taken place with that issue that I didn't deal with or didn't want to deal with? And the result of this may lead to worry and loneliness because you haven't made things right. You haven't worked it out with that person or asked for forgiveness. And now you may be tempted to distance yourselves from others. And you build walls around yourself. And by doing that, it only makes you lonelier. Or when marriages are rocky and they don't feel like dealing with it, or it's too much work, they get a divorce. What Paul is doing in verse 15, he's encouraging Timothy to be on guard against Alexander the coppersmith, because he strongly opposed the message. This is what we are to do as believers. This is what we are to do as a church. To stand together, to encourage, to be there for one another, to make things right when wrong has been done. That is opposition. That's how we deal with opposition. The fourth basic cause of loneliness is the most serious one, and the one that causes us the most pain is rejection. The loneliness of rejection. It's when you feel as though you've been isolated by the ones who you thought should stand by you. You feel you've been betrayed. You feel that you've been abandoned. You've been forsaken. And in your greatest time of need, no one, not even your closest friends, stand by your side. And that's how Paul felt. He felt abandoned. He felt lonely. He felt deserted. Look what it says down in verse 16. He says, "At my first offense, no one supported me, but all deserted me." You can almost hear the pain in Paul's voice. When things got tough, everybody left. When it was time for his trial, nobody was there. Nobody spoke in support of Paul. Everybody left. They deserted him. They abandoned him. And now there he was, alone. And loneliness is one of the most difficult things for us as human beings to handle. So how did Paul deal with loneliness that he was going through? But before we see how Paul dealt with his loneliness, I ask you, how do you deal with loneliness? No, there's positive ways and there's negative ways on how we deal with it. Now, one of the negative ways is you become a workaholic. You spend all your time and energy working and working. You get up in the morning and you work all day, and then at the end of the day, you just flop into bed because you're exhausted. And eventually, that takes a toll on you physically and emotionally. Some people think if they go and buy things that they want, it's going to make them happier and they're going to get rid of loneliness. But things don't satisfy. Now, if you're put onto an island and you were told, "You can have anything you want except human contact," how long do you think you'd be happy? Not very long. Because things don't satisfy. You and I, we can't purchase happiness. We need interaction. We need acceptance. We need love. We found that out in 2020, how the government wanted everybody to be isolated. And we know what the results were. And it still isn't the same today. And we see the damage that has been done. And you can see where and what many of those people have turned to. Some have turned to drugs. Some have turned to alcohol. Some playing video games. And many spending endless hours on social media. And some people did nothing. You know, as believers, even in our loneliest moment, you and I, we may ask, where is God? So what did Paul do? Verse 17 says, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Paul recognized that the Lord was with him despite all the things that he was going through. And not only was the Lord with Paul, but it says that he strengthened him and the Lord gave him the strength that he needed. You and I, we can rely on God's strength. We cannot do it on our own. You know, God is stronger than your loneliness. He is more powerful than your problems. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And as we lean on the Lord, he will help us through. But the Lord also gave Paul the strength to do what? So that the message might be preached fully through me. It's interesting that Paul, he did not sit around and do nothing, even though he was in prison. He wrote, he studied, he utilized his time. And his mind was occupied. And he refused to sit around and mope. And he didn't say, poor, poor me. And yet often lonely people, they don't take care of themselves. They don't eat right. They don't exercise. They ignore their personal needs. Now Paul is saying, he says, bring my coat and my books, and I'll use this time to my advantage. I'll use it for writing and my study time. And Paul, he utilized that time. He was focused on the needs, not only on himself, but on others. And his desire was that people would hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It wasn't just the Jews, but also the Gentiles. Now you look around in our society today, and looking from the outside, it looks like that there's a lot of people that need Jesus. They may be your neighbors. They may be your friends. They may be your family. Are you concerned about their spiritual state? Are you concerned about where they will spend eternity? Paul, he continued to share the word of God. He had compassion on the people, and he did what the Lord wanted him to do. And Paul, he finally says, I was rescued out of the lion's mouth. We can see that Paul, he was battling with spiritual forces of evil. And if you and I do nothing in a state of loneliness, my friends, it's going to eat you alive. And it's going to tear you into bits and pieces. Many times when you and I are in our state of loneliness, that is when the forces of evil are most vibrant. And many times that is when we are in our weakest moments. We need to focus on our mighty Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because He's the one that can rescue you from your loneliness. He can deliver you from loneliness. And He can help you through the state of loneliness when it seems like a trap or that there's no way out. Jesus Christ can help you. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before You this morning, I want to thank You for Your word, for the instruction that it has as we go through life and we go through times of loneliness. Father, we thank You for the direction that lies in Your word, that when we need it in time of need, in time of desperation, we're so thankful that we can turn to Your word instead of the world. Father, we pray that we would continue to be drawn to Your word because of the encouragement and comfort that it has for each one of us. Father, we thank You for the care and the love that You show upon each one of us as well. Lord, thank You for strengthening us as we go through times of loneliness and times where it seems that we don't know where to turn. But Lord, we're thankful that You're there all the time. Father, we thank You that You lead us, that You direct us, that You would just continue to help us to be obedient to You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. We had a meeting with a gentleman from ACSI regarding the benefits that we could use going into a certified independent school. And he did a study, well, he shared a study that he did on students. And they asked a group of students, how much money would it take for you to give up your phone? And they said, $50. Then he asked those same students how much money it would take if all your friends had to give up their phone. And they said, $0. You can see the trap that we're in. And the only reason that they have phones, or most of them, is because that is their way of communicating. If no one had a phone, we would communicate face to face and not on our devices. And they also did a survey on why so many people dealt with mental health. And they noticed that it started in 2007. Guess what? That was the year the iPhone came out. But even though people are communicating with their devices or with their friends through social media, they're still lonely. Scripture teaches that we need one another all the more as we see the day and the end approaching. May your heart be encouraged this morning. Let us bow for the benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You may depart in the peace of the Lord.